Welcome to a new episode from English Plus Podcast. Today, we're going to talk about business English, and we will focus on the topic skills and qualifications. We will talk about education and training, skilled and unskilled workers, and we will talk about words that we often find in job advertisements about the right person for the job. So without further ado, let's start. We will start with a small conversation between two company managers, and they are talking about education and training. First, we listen to this conversation, and then we will stop and focus on key words and important ideas in this conversation.
The trouble with graduates, people who've just left university, is that their paper qualifications are good. They might have qualifications in interesting subjects, but they have no work experience. They just don't know how business works.
I disagree. Education should teach people how to think, not train them for a particular job. One of last year's recruits graduated from Oxford University with a degree in philosophy, and she's doing very well.
Philosophy is an interesting subject, but for our company, it's more useful to do training in a particular subject. It's better for us if you train as a scientist and qualify as a biologist or a doctor, for example.
Yes, but we don't just need scientists. We also need good managers, which we can achieve through in-house training, courses within the company. You know, we put a lot of money into management development, where managers regularly go on specialized courses in leadership, finance, etc. You need to acquire experience, get knowledge through doing things for that. It's not the sort of thing you can learn when you're 20. So that was the conversation between these two managers. Now, let me jump back to what the first manager said. He said, the trouble with graduates, people who've just left university. So the first word I would like to focus on is graduates. Now, graduates are the people who've just finished university and they have a degree. They graduated from university. So that is maybe the first thing we need to know when we want to talk about education and training. By the way, in American English, you can also say that someone graduates from high school. You can also use the word graduate from high school. So we can say a high school graduate, but that is mostly American English. So our first word is graduate, people who've just finished university. And then he continued on and talked about paper qualifications. Now, when we talk about paper qualifications, you're talking about what degrees or what certificates or diplomas you have when you come to work for the company. Now, here, why is it important to talk about paper qualifications? Because here he contrasted paper qualifications with work experience. The qualifications are the things that qualify you, that enable you to do a job, to do a certain job. Now, these qualifications do not all have to be paper qualifications. Some qualifications might be work experience. And here, this manager kind of contrasted between paper qualifications, which are just things you have on paper, and work experience. It depends on the job you want to do, but most of the time, both are required. Paper qualifications are important, of course, but some work experience is needed. Now here, the other manager kind of disagreed with the first manager. And she said, I disagree, education should teach people how to think, not train them for a particular job. Now here, you might agree with her, you might disagree, but in her opinion, it's not the job of education to train people for a particular job. Now the key word here is to train somebody for a job. So you train for a job. In her opinion, she said that education should teach people how to think. Now maybe that's true for some jobs, but of course there are other jobs where you have to get certain amount of information and even practical experience from university before you can start working, like a doctor or an engineer, for example, especially a doctor. But anyway, here our keyword is train for, train somebody for a job. And then she continued on and talked about graduate from. And this is what we talked about earlier. You graduate from a university. Now here, I'm kind of focusing on the prepositions because there are a lot of prepositions you can use here and they can be kind of confusing. So you train for a job, but you graduate from a university. And earlier we said qualifications in something. You have qualifications in something. And then this manager said, one of last year's recruits graduated from Oxford University with a degree in philosophy. Now, here you can see the importance of prepositions because we have actually three different prepositions and that might be confusing. You graduate from a university with a degree in a certain topic. So here in the example, this recruit graduated from Oxford University with a degree in philosophy. And according to this manager, this recruit is doing very well. Now, the other manager responds to that, and it seems that he does not believe in that thing very much because he said, philosophy is an interesting subject, but for our company, it's more useful to do training in a practical subject. So here, again, prepositions, training in. You do training in a subject. So here, according to this manager, he thinks it's more useful, and maybe it is true for his company. It is more useful to do training in a particular subject. And he continued on and said, it's better for us if you train as a scientist and qualify as a biologist or a doctor. So here again, we're focusing on those keywords and how we can use them. You train as a scientist or as a doctor or as a teacher or as whatever you want and qualify as. So we can use train as and qualify as. We can use as with both, train as and qualify as. Now, the second manager said, yes, but we don't just need scientists. And she's right about that. We also need good managers, which we can achieve through in-house training. Now, this is another key thing we want to talk about, in-house training. What do we mean by in-house training? In-house training are courses within the company. Now, here we're not talking about the courses you take before you start working in a company or the courses you take on your own or maybe online courses. No, we're talking about in-house training, those courses done within the company, and usually in-house training is specific to cater for the company needs. So here, that is the meaning of in-house training. And she continued on and said, you know, we put a lot of money into management development. Now, management development, that is the kind of training they do, obviously, in-house to develop their managers. We call it management development, where managers regularly go on specialized courses in leadership. Now, here, I just want you to pay attention to this structure. You go on a course. Now, here she said, managers regularly go on specialized courses. So here, we go on courses, or whether they're specialized or not, but here, we go on courses. Now, here she said, in leadership, finance, etc., you need to acquire experience. And what does that mean? To acquire experience, it means to get knowledge through doing things. That is something you cannot get at university. Sometimes you can acquire some experience at university because there are a lot of practical courses there. But most of the time, you acquire experience when you work. You get knowledge through doing things. So here you might agree with one of the managers, or you might agree with both, depending on the situation, which I kind of tend to do here. Both are kind of right, but in different circumstances and depends on the job because there's not only one job in the company. We have different jobs. We need different kinds of people. Some of these people need to be very highly trained. Some of these people need to have a lot of work experience before they start working in the company. Some of them may not need all that much, but it depends on the job you want and it depends on the job responsibilities that are given to this recruit. Now let's move on to talk about something else that has to do with skills and qualifications. And here we will talk about words that have to do with skilled and unskilled. And this is not a kind of insult to say that this person is highly skilled and this person is unskilled. It definitely doesn't have to do with classifying people. It's just a way to describe the requirements of jobs. Now, some jobs need people to be highly skilled. Some other jobs, they don't need that level of skill. And here we have four different words we can use to describe people like that. Now, for example, we can say highly skilled for people like car designers, doctors, etc. We say these are highly skilled. They need to study a lot and they need to have a lot of skills to do the job. We can talk about some jobs and say that people who do them can be described as skilled, not highly skilled. For example, car production manager, or most kind of managers, maybe not senior managers, but middle managers or junior managers, their jobs can be described as skilled, or they can be described as skilled. And we have the semi-skilled. The semi-skilled, like taxi drivers, for example, a bus driver. Now, this person cannot be described as unskilled because, of course, you need certain skills to be a taxi driver, but it does not take the same level of skills for a doctor or other kind of jobs. And again, here, let me remind you, we're not classifying people. We're not saying who's more important. Everybody is important, and a good country's policy always takes care of supporting people of all skill levels because they are all needed for a healthy society. So we talked about the semi-skilled, and the last one is the unskilled. Now, these are jobs people can do with no skills, or no skills are needed, no work experience is needed, because the job itself is not that difficult to do. For example, like a car cleaner. So these are skilled and unskilled. We started with highly skilled, skilled, semi-skilled and unskilled workers, or people, obviously. Now here, since we're talking about skilled as a word, let's see how we can use it. We can say skilled at or skilled in, and we can use nouns with it, like when we say skilled at customer care or skilled in electronics. These are nouns. Or we can use ing forms, like when we say skilled at communicating or skilled in using Excel, for example. We can also say someone is good with computers, good with figures, good with people, etc. And these can all be kinds of skills needed for a job. To do this job, or to be able to do this job well, you need to be good with computers. To do this job well, you need to be skilled at customer care. To do this job well, you need to be skilled in using Excel, etc. These are expressions you can use to talk about what skills are needed to do certain jobs. And now, the last part of this episode, we will talk about the right person, and we will talk about some words that are often used in job advertisements, and that is usually when companies say that they need people who have these qualities. But before I do that, let me remind you that you can find the show notes in a link I will leave in the description, and that link will take you to our website, EnglishPlusPodcast.com, and there you will find not only the show notes, which are very useful, obviously, but you will also find exercises, a PDF practice worksheet you can download, practice the things you learn here, and improve your English every day with every episode you listen to from English Plus Podcast. So with that being said, let's go back to our content here, and let's talk about the right person. Now, as I said, these words are often used in job advertisements. Companies look for people who are methodical, systematic, and organized. Now, here, what does that mean? When we say people are methodical, systematic, and organized, that means people who work in a planned, orderly way. When you work in a planned, orderly way, you can be called methodical, systematic, and organized. Now, all of them mean kind of the same thing. So you don't have to say you need to be methodical, systematic, and organized. No, you can be one of these things, but the most common word is organized. When you're organized, usually you're systematic and you're methodical, etc. So that is one word. Companies may look for people who are computer literate. Computer literate are people who are good with computers. Or they can look for people who are numerate, and these are people who are good with numbers. Or they may look for people who are motivated, and these are people who are very keen to do well in their job because they find it interesting. Or they may be looking for people who are talented, and these are people who are very good at what they do. They can also be looking for people who are self-starters, and these people must be proactive, self-motivated, or self-driven. We have all these words that kind of mean the same: self-starter, proactive, self-motivated, and self-driven. All of these mean that people should be good at working on their own. They don't need to take orders all the time. And if they don't take orders, they get stuck. No, they can take the initiative and they can work on their own. And finally, companies may be looking for people who are team players. Or, of course, you can say about one person a team player, and these are people who work well with other people. And that might be very important because sometimes you might be very good with what you do or very skilled at what you do, but you work poorly with other people. And if the company system is based on teams, that will hurt your performance and, of course, will hurt the company's performance in return. So with that being said, that will be all for skills and qualifications. This is everything I wanted to share with you about skills and qualifications. Let me remind you again that if you want to take a step further and improve your English every day with our episodes, take the link and go to our website, EnglishPlusPodcast.com. There you will find a post for every single episode we create and release here on English Plus Podcast that has everything you need. The show notes, the audio, the video. Everything you need to learn better. And of course, we have exercises that you can download, you can do and check because there's obviously the answer keys as well. And in case you have any questions, you can always put it in the comments and ask us about whatever you want. With that being said, thank you very much for listening to another episode from English Plus Podcast. This is your host, Danny. I will see you next time.